T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. We have been fascinated. I had a bunch of Dolphins questions for Omar, but we have been fascinated with this sound of Brian Flores castigating his partner, Safid Dean, at today's press conference. Now, have you heard this, Omar?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there? Oh, I thought this is the way that it played out in my head. In my head, it was like, no one's there. It's a Thursday press conference. You told Safid to go do it himself because you didn't want to show up, and you're the veteran. And then he's sitting there going, man, Omar set me up, and he's cursing
no.
you. So what happened? No. Why did Brian Flores? Now, was Safid being disrespectful by laughing out loud?
No. He laughed, and you heard the laugh, but here's the thing. He wasn't the only one that was laughing. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. He wasn't the only it was an interesting comment. The part that that drew laughter was when he was basically like, nobody's a superstar, but then he might be a superstar. And then that made some people chuckle, including Safid. I laughed. I kind of found it interesting because it was finally like a really, really good quote coming from Brian Flores, just about his struggles with the team that started out tragically bad, that now starting to smell themselves because they've won 2 games. And he's trying to encourage them, stop smelling yourself. So, you know, it was an interesting moment that became a tense moment.
Was he hot? Like, was he just irritated, or was he was he mad?
No, he was mad. and understand that this has probably been brewing between them from Monday when Safid asked a hard Tank question. I mean, Brian Flores might want to ignore the Tank crowd, but the Tank crowd probably represents about at least, 60% of his fan base. That thinks, you know, hey, what you're doing is really dumb and short-sighted, and if you don't realize that, you're a moron. And I get it. He wants to instill his culture in a winning culture. And here's to Brian Flores' credit. The one thing, I don't know much about him. He's very closed off. He doesn't want you to get to know him. But the one thing I can say is he's consistent as hell. He's very consistent. It is about the Buffalo Bills this week. I'm not sure if you ask Brian Flores who you played next week if he would know. And the same thing applies to his locker room. In fact, I asked the player today, do you know who you play next week? And he had no clue. It is a one-week-at-a-time approach, and I know you oftentimes hear that, but you don't exactly live it. And this team, they live it. So, you know, he wants to focus on, we got to beat the Buffalo Bills. We got to beat Josh Allen. But the truth of the matter is, you know, do the kind of surface, which is where do you realize if you continue to win, and this was off the line of questioning, you're going to negatively impact the caliber of quarterback that you're going to get in the offseason, or force your team to require to use all your assets to go get the quarterback that you want.
And oh, we
they had a nice stare down on Monday about that one.
Oh, we talked about this a little last week. Like, is Brian Flores too good of a coach to be on a tanking team?
Stop that.
He won two in a row.
Not today, Crowder. You are talking about his partner, Safid Dean. There was no, we are not.
He won two in a row. We're not going to put this same roster.
We can't put Flores on a pedestal today, yo.
Listen, I can't. And there is a big faction of the Dolphin fan base who need me, want me, just need me to say Brian Flores is a good coach. I'm sorry. I can't say that. He's got the 30th worst defense and the 31st worst offense in the NFL. He's on pace for franchise lows and horrible. And, yeah, you could say, oh, but he doesn't have any talent. Okay, well, that's his problem. Yeah, that was a team that his GM handed him for a reason. Like, and, yeah, you're winning games, but let's not pretend like you beat a bad Jets team and you just beat a Brian Hoyer-led Indianapolis Colts. Beat a good team. Beat Buffalo on Sunday. And maybe I will consider this proposition that, oh, man, he's doing a great job. There hasn't been a problem that he's fixed all season, and y'all, except for replacing Josh Rosen, and people want to crown this man. And it's not just fans, it's not just radio people, it's the media too. I fight with my peers about this every single day. They have achieved and accomplished nothing. They will be 4-12 at the end of the season. Why are y'all wanting to throw this man a parade because he beat a whack Colts team led by a backup quarterback who was out without his two starting receivers?
I don't feel like you're doing a lot to smooth over the tension between the Sun Sentinel and the coach.
Listen, and Dave Hyde wrote a column basically saying we have just waged war. Dave Hyde wrote a column that they need to stop winning. And it's true. If you can deny it as much as you want, you keep winning, you're going to be picking eight.
Did you
go on ahead, keep winning.
Did you have a conversation with Saf after the press conference, like what just went down?
Say that again?
Did you have a conversation with Saffid after the press conference to kind of figure out what just happened here?
No, we all as a group spoke about it. You know, the media relations staff tried to my conversation with Saf is, listen, this ain't a big deal. Your job is to ask hard questions, whether he likes it, agrees with it, or you force him to actually address the fact that he might be starting Andy Dalton next year as his quarterback. That's your job. And he doesn't have to like your questions. He doesn't have to like you. He does have to answer them, though. Look at Adam Gase and Manish in New York. You think Adam Gase likes Manish?
Nope.
He still answers his questions. Still does his job.
Did Saffid feel bad after being called out that way?
No, I don't think he did. I think why is this interview turned into this?
Well, because we've been trying to get a hold of him for 2 hours and 13 minutes, and he's not responding to my tweets or Solana's texts.
No.
So I don't know if he's drowning himself, you know, in a couple of beers and saying, oh, what did I do today?
He has been instructed to stand down. So it is what it is. We're not trying to make this a story. That's not how we roll in.
I want to make it a story. I want to make this a long running story.
I mean, your job as a media member is to ask tough questions, yeah. And
well, the thing is, though, he didn't ask him a tough question. Though he just laughed while he was talking.
Yeah, he wasn't the only one laughing. He was the one that got singled out because they had this beef for Monday, which is our theory.
So it was like a bunch of kids in class doing something, but the teacher picked out one.
Yes, pretty much. And yeah, it wasn't, but the comment wasn't funny, but just I was not chuckling, but I found it very comical because I was like thinking to myself, like it was my question. I was thinking to myself, this is the best quote he's ever given us. I was like, man, like he was clearly trying to get a message across to his team. And I think that's what to his team and maybe to the fan base. And I think the fact that we're sitting there laughing or finding it amusing kind of pissed him off. And, you know, it is what it is. And I understand the message. It's like Dave Wannstedt and the lobster traps and, you know, don't start. It was about Nick Needham. The question was about Nick Needham and whether or not, you know, he's had two strong games. Like, how do you get him to not start feeling himself, but like to take it to another level? Like Nick, you know, and that's what this season is about. Having players establish themselves and say, hey, I could be a piece that you can build around. I don't think Nick Needham is there, but he's certainly shown you, hey, I deserve more playing time. I deserve more opportunity. I deserve more plays called for me. And that's what the season is about. So, you know, his answer was basically, you know, he mentioned so much of that stuff was comical because he mentioned Nick was real popular on social media, and he has been, and everybody's been tweeting about him, and everybody's been tweeting him. I talked to him for 1st and 10, and he's, you know, a lot of people have been calling him, and people are celebrating, and, you know, you finally arrived. Like, the guy had the game-saving interception. Like, he should feel good about himself, and you should allow him to feel good about himself. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to take his foot off the gas and stop working. And this is a guy who had to basically lose 12 pounds to get off the practice squad to be active. Like, he's worked hard. Maybe you should pat him on.
Back. You heard the last thing you said? I couldn't hear nothing. You over there laughing at me.
What is your... Everyone getting responses that from you. Obviously, he said pat him on the back and his phone cut out. So
I said, you back?
Right. Oh, I thought you were finishing what Omar said. Pat him on the, and I thought you were, because his phone cut out, I thought you were saying back.
You thought, like, I was finishing his
sentence? I thought you were wondering.
I got
what,
like that. That's my dude.
I didn't realize you were saying, are you back? Hey, I got you.
Look at y'all. Y'all simulcasted, and now y'all just all celebrating and reading your texts and tweets.
I'm thrown off by this whole war.
I want
crazy
about that tension. Oh, and there is, it's there. I had tension with reporters, and hell, you were one of them with that damn tight end covering crap. But is that? But oh, seriously, I'm gonna ask you:
laughing in your face?
Is there a coach or an executive?
That dude
is
laughing at you the way Saffin laughed at Flores.
Oh, is there anybody out there?
Set your ass down.
Is there anybody out there? Oh, that if you see them that you've covered in your career, if you see them in a small bathroom somewhere in Vegas and y'all are one-on-one in there, you'd be scared, would try to fight you?
Don't try to fight me at some point.
Who?
Jakeem.
Oh, Jakeem Grant?
Oh, if Jordan Phillips finds me in Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, it's going down.
Oh, so that's it.
I mean, I don't like my chances, but it's going down.
I might bet a couple dollars on you against Jakeem, but yeah, Jordan got you, big dog. I got to let you know that. But
I know I'm going to take that L, but I mean, I ain't backing down now.
Oh, so that tension is that real. It's funny because you, like you said, you have to ask the hard questions, and they can't get away. They can't get away. Y'all can't get away from each other. It's his job to talk to y'all. It's your job to ask some questions. There's no way to separate you.
My first question today was about Kalen Ballage. Kalen Ballage is the worst running back in the NFL, the entire league. And they just continue to feed him the ball and blame everybody else. At some point, one of y'all, either Kalen's bad or you bad at your job. Which one is it? Mm-hmm. Like, and they have to address that. You might not like the question, and I went to Kalen and had to talk to him about it today. Like, you might not like the question, but I'm not making up the fact that you are statistically the worst running back in the NFL. Like,
what's happening
today? Not my imagination.
What's happening here today? Huh?
Tension, man. Oh, Flores started it.
Like, in Do the Right Thing, the day was so hot, everybody's tensions were flaring, but it's kind of chilly out.
You know what, full moon?
Is there a full moon, Omar?
It's a 2-7 team that the fan base is upset that they've won two games.
Yeah,
like,
but if the season had started 2 weeks ago, they're 2-0.
Look at you.
it's really a weird season. And I think it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Like, you know, we've been through this before. 2011 was the exact same thing. Kenny, you lived through it. It's us against them. They want us to lose. They're against us. That's the same thing Flores has said last. And you know what? It'll probably be the same result. You win too many games.
Back. All right, your phone's cutting out, Omar. I appreciate you being open and honest. That was fun.
All right, guys.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Crazy things going on there.
Oh, man, I was trying me a little bit, man.
He was laughing in your face.
I'm a professional now.
He sounded more scared of Jakeem Grant than you. I don't know what that says.
I got a lot more to lose.
Man.
You know what? That's a lie. Jakeem just signed a $24 million contract. My goodness gracious.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.